It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, you may know, if you've been listening to recent episodes of the podcast, that we have gotten our hands on some brand new merchandise. Opinions Matter exclusive merchandise. They are beautifully designed coffee mugs. They're travel mugs. What are you smirking at?
You're making out that they were designed by Leonardo da Vinci.
He may as well have. He may as well have. They're
it's
that beautiful.
It's literally a coffee. I don't want to play it down.
You don't want to?
But I don't want people getting them in the post going, I was expecting X and now you're giving me Y. So they are... No, they're nice.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
They're absolutely... I bet you don't even have one. I bet you don't even use one.
So, what do you mean? Well, I don't drink coffee. Why would I...
Do you have one of these on your desk in your workplace?
No.
You... Typical.
I'm a bit embarrassed about the podcast.
What?
I'm a bit embarrassed about the podcast.
Why?
To be honest. I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway...
But the mugs are lovely.
The mugs are lovely. Embarrassed by the podcast. That's fine. We'll
deal with that after.
We will. Anyway, we are giving away Opinions Matter coffee mugs, portable coffee mugs, travel mugs, call them whatever you will.
As opposed to the coffee mug that you can't carry because it's so big. You know those ones?
Anyway, we're giving away one every day. On Friday, we just asked you to send us a message saying, I want a coffee mug. Let's ring our winner today.
Hello?
Can I speak to Jason, please?
Yeah, this is him.
How are you, Jason? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
I'm very well. How are you, Adrian?
Good, man. Yeah, not a bother, thank you. Jason, you entered our competition the other day. Well, it wasn't even a competition. All you had to do was send us a WhatsApp saying, I want one of your travel mugs. That is you. You did send that in?
I did, yeah.
Excellent. And you're a regular listener to the podcast?
I am, yeah. Every day.
Excellent. That's great to hear. Well, just for your loyalty and for listening to the Opinions Matter podcast so regularly, you've just won yourself one of our exclusive Opinions Matter travel mugs. Well done.
Brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant.
And if you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details and we'll pop it in the post to you today.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
That was Jason from Cappaquin in County Waterford. He is the latest winner of an Opinions Matter travel mug. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, we'd be very interested in getting your opinion on the following, and this is all to do with a story in the UK all about men working in childcare, in creches, basically.
Yeah, there's been a huge backlash over the last couple of months in the UK. Well, sorry, to say that hasn't always been the case. It's politically correct to say, I don't have a problem with men or women. I don't care who wants my children once they're vetted. But deep down, I think when people go into a creche or an after school, whatever the case may be, and they see a man working there, there's always a bit of a... With some people.
Why?
I don't know. No, I don't have that. But I'm saying with some people there is. There's a guy on Instagram at the moment. He's a single man, a straight single man. And a year ago, and I follow his life on Instagram. And a year ago, he adopted a child on his own because he didn't have a woman in his life. And he wanted to be a father. And he adopted a child on his own. And he now has a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the comments that you would see, that you should see underneath his Instagram, anytime he puts up a photograph of him like and his adopted baby, and people call him a weirdo and all that because he adopted a baby on his own. You may not think people think that way, but they actually do. Anyway.
So tell me about this story in the UK.
Well, last week, and I don't want to get into the specifics of this case because it is quite triggering, but last week a man in Bristol in the UK was found guilty of sexually assaulting 5 children at the nursery he worked at. Ooh. So there was obviously a huge breach in child protection there, mm-hmm. that this was allowed to happen. The Bristol Crown Court heard that Nathan Bennett, and it gets into the details of how he abused these children, and I won't even get into it because you don't need to know that. But suffice to say, this was a man who was put in a position of care and trust and ended up ruining the lives of 5 children. And what this article is saying is that this is a number of similar cases This is one of a number of similar cases that have been going on in Britain in the last couple of months, where, and they list a load of different cases where male nursery workers have been caught behaving inappropriately with children. One was caught with indecent images on his computer. Now, this article basically, it's literally tarring every single man with the one brush, because what it's saying is, to protect, and by the way, you can Google this article. Let me just tell you who it was written by, because this fella needs a slap. Adam James Pollock is his name. Written by an actual man, which shocked me. And here's
written
what
about a man, by a man, about men working in creches, basically.
Yeah. And here's what he says. To protect young children from harm in a society where safeguarding systems clearly do not work. Now, I would agree with that. We all agree that children should be protected from harm, yeah? We also agree that there should be safeguard systems in place.
Mm-hmm.
And he says men should be banned from working in nurseries. Of course, it's not all men, but does that matter? A hugely disproportionate number of those who have committed offences against children are men. And then he racks off statistics. I don't know how accurate those statistics are, or if they're the same in Ireland, but he says that 91.3% of cases involving abuse of children were carried out by men.
Now, I imagine, I don't know if it's quite that high, but I would imagine that the majority of abuse on children is carried out by men. I wouldn't imagine that's a lie. I would imagine that is factually correct. Whether it's 91% or not, I don't know. But what people are saying is that the majority of abuse against children is carried out by men, and therefore, if you see a childcare worker in a creche, for example, they are likely to be abusers. They're more likely to be abusers. Is that really what they're saying?
Well, they're saying to protect children, yeah, to ensure,
just don't employ men,
to ensure that your children now. It probably, as Adrian says, I don't like coming down on men. And I know some men that work in childcare, and they're absolutely brilliant. My kids have been looked after by men in childcare, and there's been no problems at all. But it probably is factually correct to state that more men than women sexually abuse children.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Whether it's 91% or not, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why that is. I wish it weren't. Well, I wish no children were being abused by
anybody,
gender.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it is. I don't know why men are more likely to abuse children than women, but that is the case. And he is saying to make sure that this doesn't happen, we need to stop men working in childcare.
Right. Well, that's the question we want to ask you today.
What do you make of that?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I do agree. I do accept the point that he makes that most abuse of children happens at the hands of a man. I agree with that. I think that is probably factually correct, but that doesn't mean that every man working with children is going to abuse a child.
You look at Ghislaine Maxwell. She's female.
Absolutely, 100%. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
As a man, are you offended by that? I would love, if I wasn't doing this, I'd love a job working with children because I love children. As you know, I wouldn't work in a creche because the wages are shit. But I like being around children because they make me happy and stuff like that. But you know, if I was to give up this job tomorrow and take a job working with children, people go, what's he at? Why does he want to be around children? People do.
Okay, so why is there that suspicion when men work in childcare? That really is the question. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Let me kick off with Elizabeth.
Hi, sorry, I can't come on today, but I just wanted to say that here in Ireland, they have the Garda vetting process to work in the creches or even anywhere near children, and it takes weeks for it to come back. So maybe in the UK they don't actually have the same thing. I actually don't know, but it is horrific what's going on over there. I don't think banning men from working in creches is the answer, because I do know of a good few young men that work in creches and are happy enough working there because they want to get their degrees to go on to teaching. So you can't just ban one set of people from working there. I think maybe if they wore like body cams or something like that in the creches, it would give the parents an extra peace of mind. But honestly, don't think banning men is the answer.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a
difference.
Danny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Now, Danny, what did you want to say on this? Banning men from working in creches in order to protect children. What do you think of that?
I don't think that's the answer at all. I think making the creches a safer environment is always going to be the way to go. And both sexes are capable of hurting children, and it's either in you or it's not in you, and it doesn't have a gender preference. It's just,
well, you see, this is where I'd possibly disagree with you, in that the majority, not exclusively, but the majority of abuse inflicted on children does sadly, and I'm a man, does sadly happen at the hands of a man.
I understand that, but it's still doesn't mean that women aren't capable. And if both sexes are capable, then both sexes need to be prevented from having opportunity.
And again, I get that. But the argument here in the article that Jeremy was quoting is that the majority of... Now, this article is claiming 91% of abuse against kids is carried out by men. I don't know where that statistic even came from. But I would agree that a majority of abuse against children is sadly at the hands of men. So,
yeah.
Now, I'm not, and by the way, I'm not in any way saying this should happen, but you take men out of that equation and then children are a little bit safer, aren't they?
No, you'll just have the rates will go up, but it's just solely women because it's only women in the industry. The crimes will still be committed, maybe not to the same events, but it'll still be as horrific and humiliating for any child. But at the end of the day, it's more about making a creche or any sort of childcare facility safer. And realistically, yeah, okay, studies have shown this. They're questionable. What basis are they on? Who done these studies? When were they carried out? What year? What's the reference to back up these studies? I don't know. I haven't done that in-depth research. But realistically, it's about making children safer. Children are hopefully safer with their family, but in a creche environment, you're trusting absolute strangers, and therefore it should be a situation of CCTV in every nook and cranny and body cams on display.
Okay, so do you believe that creches are better for the presence of men or not?
Do I believe they're better for the presence of men?
Yeah, do you believe that men should, there should be more men in more creches?
I don't believe there should be more of anyone. I just believe
At this moment, the creche industry, the staff within the creche industry is predominantly women. Predominantly. There are very few men. Would you like to see men?
Well, I think it should be equal enough. Yeah, like years ago, only nurses used to be women. And now we have male nurses and sometimes they're better.
Yeah, sometimes they are. I agree. Okay, so yes, you wouldn't mind seeing more men working in childcare.
No, as long as they're up to the same standard of education and health and safety, I do believe everyone should have an equal opportunity. But as I say that, everyone should be punished equally. And that's including women who commit any crimes or any man that commit crimes against children anywhere in any situation or environment. But I don't think ruling out men working in the industry is going to be the answer. Like, you know, it's not. It's a cop-out, if anything.
Stay with me for 1 second, if you can, please, Danny, because, Trevor, you think there's something weird about a man wanting to work in childcare.
Evening, boys.
How are you, Trevor?
Yeah, I think it's a bit odd now myself. Sorry, boys, I'm a bit under the weather, so the voice might sound a bit off. Yeah, very strange. I wouldn't give her, like, you know, I have 5 kids. If I had gone into a creche with a bloke there when they were younger, I would have just said nah.
Why?
It's a woman's job.
It's a woman's job.
I'm not trying to be sexist. Hang on.
You can't get any more sexist than that.
Right, now, if you had to let me finish what I was going to say, boys, what I was going to say is the women are the more nurturing types, so they'd be more in like the caring inside of it. And I mean, I just can't see blokes having that kind of temperament. And I just don't know. It's a woman's shout. Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that again.
When you did say it again. Because that's obviously what you believe.
But it's not like I'm saying he should be in the kitchen as well.
Okay, Jeremy said earlier on that he would like to work in childcare because he loves children. He loves being around children. They make him happy. He'd love to work with children. Is that a bit weird for him to say that?
Yeah, I can't get my head around that, lads, because it just strikes me that, like, I'm not going to project on Jeremy and say he could be a risk.
Jeremy, even thinking of working with children is a bit weird,
you think I would be a risk working with
children?
I said I'm not going to project that on you saying you're a risk. But what I would say is, if you take men out with a creche, it eliminates 50% of the problem, doesn't it?
Okay, well, the stats here say that when it comes to child sexual abuse, that, and these are the figures that were in that article, that 90% of the cases are male, are carried out by men. Men are overwhelmingly more likely to be perpetrators of child sexual.
And I agree with that. I didn't know if it was that overwhelmingly, but I agree with that. I believe those statistics, are more likely to be abusers.
Would you not trust male child minders around your children?
Christ, no.
Why?
Do you want to just read back what you just read?
Okay, that's not saying...
Do you want to go back over the last 10 minutes of your podcast biggest perpetrators?
No, that's those statistics, yeah, are saying that 90, because I think you're listening to it wrong, you need to open your ears. That is not saying...
No, what you said was most sexual abuse is done by males.
Yes, but that's... I'm not talking
about those statistics, but the fact that you just said that on the podcast, does that not eliminate the fact of having a man in the child?
Yes, but the statistics are most men... Don't abuse. The vast majority of men don't abuse.
But as Trevor just said...
But most perpetrators are men.
And if you don't allow men to work in childcare, you've eliminated...
There's no perpetration of a crime.
Yeah, you've eliminated...
Well, there you go. That's kind of eliminating the problem, isn't it?
I think that's just it's disgusting.
Like, let the women have their little areas and then keep them in it.
I just think it's disgusting.
Women can feel safe in the workplace and so can the kids.
I just think it's disgusting.
Women power.
Let me ask you then, Trevor, do you not think...
Hey, I'm not sexist today.
Do you not think that men are important in childcare in terms of a male influence?
No.
No?
No, the male influence is the father, the brother, the uncle.
So are you saying if you worked in a creche, I shouldn't trust you around kids? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't work in a creche. Not a fucking hope in hell, would I?
No, but if you did, you're...
No, but he's not going to. There's no point in asking that because he's not going to.
No, the lads, even if I was back in the teenage years and someone said, hey, you could have a career in a creche, I'd say, hey, you can get fucked.
Well,
that's not an environment I have the mentality to be in.
Okay, Danny, there you go. He thinks it's a little bit weird when a man wants to work in childcare. And because most abuse against children is perpetrated by men, you take men out of the equation in creches, and that solves the majority of the problem.
No, it does not solve the problem at all. The problem was the opportunity for it to take place. That was the problem. You need to eliminate the opportunity.
Hang on. What's the lady's name?
Her name is Danny. Danielle.
So, Adrian just said to you, if you take men out of the equation, it takes away the equation, and you said no. So how does that work? If there's no men, there's no problem.
But women abuse all the time in these industries.
I'm not disputing that. But at the end of the day, when you have men and women, you take men out, there's 50% gone, isn't it?
No. You'll just have statistic abuse and it'll just be solely women because they're only women in the industry.
How about what we do is we take the men out, we put cameras in every room, and then there's a problem solved. Let me guess. Yeah, okay. So what's your solution to this? Let everybody work there and then just say,
why should we risk it even happening once again? You're risking your child no matter what you do if you place them in a creche. Because they're not under your care. So if they're not under your care,
why not put cameras in every room and keep blokes out and then the problem solved?
Because it doesn't work like that.
Let me ask you, Danny. And again, I'm not in any way condemning men in childcare, but if
I am.
You are, yeah. If you accept that the majority of abuse against children is perpetrated by men, wouldn't it make logical sense then to take them out of the equation so that they can't?
Shall I know?
I honestly just don't think that that's the answer, and I'll tell you why I don't think that's the answer. The statistics that you're basing this on, it's because they're in obviously settings where there's a lot more males in the industry. Like, where were these studies taking place for you to come up with these statistics?
Jeremy, can I ask you a question, hang on
for a second, Trevor. I just want to ask Jeremy, those figures that you come up with earlier on, child abuse.
I didn't come up with them. I read the article. They came from the statistics came from the UK. So the UK from the Office for National Statistics. So
okay, what year kind of time frame were they at?
Well, I don't know, but even a quick Google.
Why does that even matter?
No, even a quick
Google. Of course it matters. Yeah, it matters because it's relevant to now, today.
Well, as Jeremy's about to say, even a quick Google search will tell you that in most jurisdictions, the majority of abuse against children is at the hands of men.
Yeah, no, I don't like that, the fact that
I am a man.
Yeah, but that's statistics are statistics.
Right, well, you still can't turn around and say every man is going to abuse children. But by banning men from the industry is saying that every man is going to be a potential risk. And the truth is,
we're protecting children.
No, it's not saying you're protecting children. Because if you're saying only men will protect children, then you're being blindsided to the fact that females are also capable. And my point is,
have you got kids?
I've 7 kids. I've never placed one of them in a crash. Whoa.
Big family, like myself. Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Women are statistically physical abusers, okay? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Men are the other abusers. I don't even like saying the word because I'd kill any fucker.
Yeah.
If that situation was to arise in a crèche where your kids were, would you rather a man in that situation or a woman?
Well, I'll tell you, my kids would never be in a crèche the same way.
You got out of a crèche. You can't answer the question.
But I'd never have my kids in a crèche because I don't trust men or women.
That's not what I asked you.
You're asking me, would I rather it be a woman that sexually assaulted my child or abused my child? I wouldn't have anyone near my kids.
You're not answering the question because you can't answer it, can you?
Why? What do you mean? It's not even a question. No one's going to sit there.
It's actually a very clear question. No, I'm not asking. It's a hypothetical. We all love hypotheticals here at Opinions Matter. Come on, indulge me.
Okay, go on. So hypothetically, you're asking me, would I rather my child be at risk by a woman? So
would you rather by a man or a woman? Which would you prefer? One is a physical abuser, one's a physical abuser, and one is a abuser.
Yeah, well, obviously the physical is the best part of the scenario.
Right. So therefore, but then you take the man out of the equation. Because if statistically out in the big bad world, men carry this label, and I hate that men carry that label because I am a man, and I fucking hate pastors that do that to kids. I think they all should be butchered and put in prison for the rest of their lives. But at the end of the day, the statistics shows it is the men that do that, and it is the women that do that. So if you're saying the men are the more evil, take the man out of the equation.
But women are capable of all sorts of abuse.
We're talking about statistics here. That's why I asked you the question. And you did say you would choose the woman. So therefore, you take the man out of the equation. Kids are safer than women with the woman, aren't they?
Okay, but let me go back to the point, Trevor, about men working in childcare. The very start of the conversation, you said you find it a bit weird. What's weird about a man wanting to work with children?
I find it very fucking weird, to be honest. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I just don't get it, Aidan. I don't see the appeal to it. Like, I don't see why a man would appeal to that job. It's a female-dominated job. And why men want to go into that, it just baffles me. It seems a bit, No, I don't know.
Okay, do me a favour, Trevor. Stay on the line there for 1 second. I want to bring in more opinions. This is Joanne.
I'd like to stay anonymous. My little boy is in a crèche. He's 1.5. He's now 3.5. He's gone from toddler wobblers class to ECCE now, and he's had male teachers along with female teachers. I don't see an issue in male teachers walking in a crèche as long as they're vetted and everything is above board. It's just like a male nurse or a male healthcare assistant or anything like that. I think little boys need a male teacher in the school, especially at the age of three to four, where they're starting to discover new things. Like, for instance, my little boy is superhero obsessed, and it's all he talks about all day, every day, and he's able to go into his teacher and talk about all the superheroes, and he's able to get that back off his teacher. The excitement, like, of talking about the superheroes makes his day. My little boy, as soon as he gets to those school doors, he runs up the stairs and gives his teachers hugs. So I think just men working in childcare, I don't see a problem with it. Sometimes the little boys and little girls need the male energy from, that's not only female energy, if that makes sense. I never have any worries or trouble as soon as my little boy goes in. Once I know he's happy and he's safe and healthy, that's all that matters. I know there's going to be mixed opinions on it, but in my opinion, I don't see a problem with males working with children as teachers. Thank you.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Martin is going to annoy a lot of people.
Afternoon, gents. Won't be able to make it on today. I find myself there tending to agree with Trevor, believe it or not. I'd certainly be thinking twice if I landed to a crèche and there was a fella there working there. Don't ask me why, it's just something just seems off. As a man, I can't see what sort of fella would go for that, like. Do you know what I mean? Like, in vetting, that's only the, if you haven't got caught. That sort of thing. And then that woman that was on CCTV and body cams, geez, we're getting a bit serious there now, are we? But CCTV is only any good if it's monitored. So it's pointless otherwise, really, when it comes to looking at that sort of thing. But look, lads, that's no offence to Jeremy. I just can't see how any fella would deem it as a calling in life. Cheers, lads.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed. By the way,
Jurassic Park here, the dinosaurs.
I would say that is probably a widely held view among men, that they would question why, what sort of man would want to work in childcare?
What sort of woman wants to work in childcare?
Are mothers not, are women not seen as more nurturing than men?
Just stop while you're ahead, okay?
No. I'm just talking about people's perception that women are seen as more nurturing than men.
You know what, lads, and I want to say this to and I know, Andrea, you'll probably back me up as well. Newsflash to Adrian and Trevor, we actually have female bus drivers now. We actually have women. We have women doing...
That's not my opinion. I'm just saying that is the opinion of a lot of men. It's a bit weird, a guy getting into wanting to work with children in childcare. You know that it will be a common opinion.
I don't have that opinion. Anybody that does have, someone like Trevor who has that opinion, there's a screw loose there.
He has a screw loose.
Anybody, Jesus Christ yourself. Anybody that would walk by a crèche or walk into a crèche and see it's not actually a laughing matter, so shut up for a second. Any man that... Would you mute him for a second, please? Any man that would the first thing that goes into your mind, pops into your mind when you see a male crèche worker is, oh, my kids aren't safe with him. That's you. You have.
Well, his very first words were, he just finds it a bit weird.
That's called projection. That's what's called projection.
Andrea, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Andrea.
Andrea, how do you talk sense into these? I'm just losing the wheel here.
If I'm honest, Jeremy, I have no idea. I tend usually not to agree with you, Jeremy, but I do today. I honestly don't see the difference. It's like branding every man a rapist because the majority of rapes are carried out by men. It's just an absolute ridiculous theory.
Okay, but the argument here is if the statistics are right and the majority of abuse against children is carried out by men, if you eliminate men from close proximity in somewhere like a creche, that solves half the problem.
Well, it doesn't. Because if they don't do it in the creche, they're going to do it somewhere. If they have tendencies to do that, then they're going to do it. Doesn't matter whether it's in a creche or whether it's in a playground or whether it's at home with their own children, if they decide to stay at home with their children. I am in a position where I have a very good salary, a very good job, and after I had my son, our circumstances changed slightly, and I said to my partner, why don't, after my mat leave and I came back to work, why don't you stay at home with him for a while? We have we're cushioned enough that we can enjoy our life a wee bit, and we only need the one income. And he was happy with that. I think the opinions are strange, and anybody who thinks like that has a screw loose. Exactly.
Okay, Trevor, you're the one that needs to give your head a wobble. You've got a screw loose if you think that about men.
Okay, can I actually address two things? First of all, Jeremy had a little pot shot at me there while he muted me. All opinions matter. Okay. Female bus drivers, Jeremy, fair play to you. Well done. I know. I see him on the parallel parking the other day. I was very impressed with it. Anyway, on to Andrea. She just said, if a man's not going to do it, can't do it in the creche, he's going to do it somewhere else.
I said, if he has the tendency to do it, the same as a woman, if they have the tendency to do that, and I think it's disgusting, but if they have the tendency to do it, why do you think them not working in a creche is going to stop them?
Well, I never said that, Andrea. What I said was, if he has the tendency, what I said was, and you said to me, was if he has the tendency. First of all, if he has the tendency, let's keep him out of the creche. Let's keep men out of the creche. And yes, he would have the tendency, and if he's going to do it outside the creche, yeah, it is still a possibility, but we're talking about keeping creches safe, not outside the creche. So let's keep the creches safe, keep the man out, and then the tendency's not inside the building. Isn't that cranky, Andrea?
Trevor, why do you think women are not capable of it?
I never said women are capable of it.
If
you're going to ask me a question, don't try and answer for me, okay?
Trevor, let her finish. Go on, Andrea.
Trevor said was, it eliminates the problem if men are gone. But that's not true.
I said eliminate. Andrea, you're obviously not listening to me, love. Hang on, take a breath, okay? We're gonna have a calm moment here, okay, love? What I said was, if you get rid of men, eliminates 50. See, you're talking over me, Andrea. I said was, if you eliminate men from the role, it takes care of 50% of the problem that could be there.
That's not what you said.
That's all I said.
That's
exactly what I said, Andrea. You know why I said it, Andrea? Because I said it. Isn't that mad?
Listen, that's not what you said. And when you listen to the podcast back, what you said was...
Adrian, what did I say?
That you find it a bit weird. That's what you...
Did I not say, if you take men out of the equation, it eliminates the problem.
That's what you're arguing, yeah. And that is the argument, by the way, in this original article.
Well, on the women's side today, aren't we?
This article, in the first place, Andrea, is arguing exactly that. Take men out of childcare and you eliminate the problem.
But hang on, that's like saying the majority of sexual assaults are carried out by men, yeah?
Yeah.
So men should have a curfew on them past dark. So no man should be allowed on the streets to prevent women from getting raped. That's not the way life works.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not, but it comes to the protection of our children.
No, I'm never going to abuse a child. I love children. In fact, the vast majority of people will never ever abuse a child.
Yeah,
paedophiles make up less than 0.5% of the population. Thank God.
Yeah.
0.5% of the population. Why should I be tarred with the same brush as a dirty pervert?
Well,
exactly that. It takes away from all of the good men out there who actually want to do a good job and help educate the children, help look after them. If if you have to send your child to creche, not everybody's fortunate enough to be able to keep them at home, but if you have to send your child to creche, then it just, it takes away from all of the good men who want to do a good job. I think it's disgusting.
And let me ask you, Andrea, do you think that that creches benefit from having men working there? In other words, would you like to see more men working in more creches?
If I'm honest, I don't know. I've only got one child and he's only started a creche in the last couple of weeks. So I haven't really gotten up to.
And as a matter of interest, then, are there any men working in the creche?
I think that not in my son. My son's only two, well, coming up to two. So not in his part, but I think there is in the kitchen.
Okay, but not working directly with the children.
I don't know about the older classes. But in mine, there's only two ladies, but there's only four of them in the creche. So,
but as well,
in my son's section.
As well, Andrea, what man would go into this business? Yeah. What man would go into this business listening to the likes of Martin, listening to the likes of Trevor? There's another woman who we've invited onto the show, by the way. I know you're listening. Emma Burke is her name, and she's been commenting as well. Actually, like, to hear from a man, you would say, okay, that's fair enough. But Emma has been commenting on, and by the way, you were sent a message by a man that you've been invited on to say the exact same thing as well. She thinks it's weird for a man wanting to work with children. And my answer to you, Emma, like, I'm surprised at that coming from a woman. I'd expect it from dinosaurs like Martin and Trevor, yeah, but to hear that come from a woman. My question to you, Emma, would be, if you have children, is your swimming teacher male? My kids all have male swimming teachers, yeah. Is the person teaching your child football male? Yeah. Is the teacher in the school male? I hate to tell you this, lads, but it's impossible to keep your children away from males in this world, yeah.
Our creche's not a little bit different.
No, because most sexual abuse actually happens within a family unit. But no, that's the truth.
Yeah, no, I agree. But okay, not all.
But more children.
And by the way, this story actually comes from abuse of children in a creche.
Oh yeah, I don't know how
in the UK.
I don't know how that dirty pig ended up working in anywhere near children. And because it doesn't, you know, this whole thing about vetting only proves that you've never committed a crime in the past,
or you've never been caught,
or you've never been caught. You know what I mean?
Louise has been on to us.
Hi guys, how are you? Great topic today. Sorry I can't come on, just heading out to work now. Stopping men working in childcare, I mean, what's going to be next? Stopping men from doing this, stopping men from doing that. It's ludicrous, actually. I have three kids and my three children were all in creche from the ages of 16 months. It's the way it goes here in Spain. They encourage you to put your child into creche regardless if you work or not. Plus they're free. Because kids here start school at three. They do like 3 years of, I suppose, back in Ireland, it'd be junior infant. So, and then they, when they're six, then they go into first class. So they start here really, really young. And I've had, on three separate occasions, my daughter, she's nine now, she had a childcare worker with her for a few months, a young male. She loved him. She said he was absolutely brilliant and was really, really popular. And then he moved to Barcelona for a better position. But anyway, and then with my two boys, I had one was there for covering maternity leave, and there was another one there working with the female creche workers. And again, absolutely brilliant, very hands-on, just a great ambience. I just think it's crazy. I mean, it's so, I know parents want to be careful, I get that, I'm a parent myself, but it's just so sinister to think that you're thinking about people like that, if that makes sense. It's just, I don't know, maybe I'm being naive, I don't know, but I meet people, I take my face value. Obviously you have to be, you know, have your wits about you and be cautious who's looking after your kids and so on, but I just think it's so sinister that you just meet someone, the first thing you think about is that person shouldn't be working around my kid. It's I don't know, I just feel that way. Anyway, great topic, looking forward to hearing the rest of the show, lads. Thanks.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this?
I sent in a voice message just the same as that. I think that when you start with the creche industry, and I did, the statistics I think that yous have, when I looked it up, the last time a proper investigation was done into this matter was in the 1980s, where from the US all across the world, the percentage of males working in a creche environment was between 2 to 8%, and they were responsible for over 90% of abuse cases on the children. But an in-depth investigation hasn't been done since then. I just feel like if you're going to start removing them from creches, nobody obviously wants to hear of such a horrendous crime being committed within a creche facility, but you're going to have to then start looking at, like, we all send our kids to school. They're in school from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the day, some with male teachers, some with female teachers. Then you have male paediatricians that you're, you know, if you have to leave your child in hospital for whatever reason, they could be with male nurses and male paediatricians. Where does it stop?
My son at the age of 3 was put asleep. He had to get a small procedure done. He was put asleep. And the doctor, the surgeon that carried out the on him was a male. So, like, at no point did I go, oh my God, my son is actually put asleep.
Grace, it's just that some people, like Martin, like Trevor, query, particularly when it comes to childcare, to working in a creche, to singing songs and clapping hands with the kids, they find it a little bit weird that a man would even want to do that.
But I have my son in creche and he's coming home singing Frozen, Let It Go. He's coming home wanting his nails painted because he has all female teachers. So, I mean, why?
So what? You would like to have some sort of a male influence there, would you?
I did listen to one person who sent a message who said that their son was really interested in superheroes and all of that kind of thing. My son is the exact same. He has a bundle of energy. He has, which I think as much as women are nurturing and stuff like that, like my son really enjoys playing football. He enjoys male company. You know, he has a bigger brother. He has, like, he really enjoys that aspect. I wouldn't see why it would be strange for a man to interact with kids like that if you love kids. Like, my partner plays with the children, he plays football, they go cycling bikes and he all those kinds of things. Why? Because my partner takes an interest in his own kids and other people's children to interact with them the same way. Is he strange because he likes kids? It's not.
No, I like kids myself. And Jeremy said earlier on, he likes kids. He likes being in children's company. They make him happy and everything else. And I wouldn't be far behind. I enjoy the company of children. Does that make me weird, make Jeremy weird? I don't think so. But
I assume someone like Trevor hangs... Do you spend time with your own kids, Trevor?
Yes, of course I really do.
Okay, so what is the difference between wanting to be around the company of children that are your own or other people's children? Children are children.
Well, no, I love my own kids. I don't know a stranger's kids apart from their names. But Jamie, can I actually pull you up on something?
Yeah, of course you can. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Junior school, senior, secondary school, swimming instructor, football manager. Do you know what all these have in different from a creche worker?
What's the point you're getting at?
They're not dealing with absolutely young children who cannot articulate a bad touch. And then you said your child had to be put asleep with a male doctor.
That's right, yeah, when he got a procedure done.
Yeah, doctor was not alone in the room with him.
He wasn't. Yeah, the doctor definitely wasn't alone.
Every comparison you gave so far is terrible.
Well, sorry, creche workers in creches are never left alone either because there's no creche that only has one worker in it.
I think you will find someone in there.
Sorry, can you name one?
I know you actually know creche workers.
Okay,
and I'm not going to name creche workers.
Oh, of course you won't because you don't know any. So
really, I can't name. I'm not getting to it. Fuck off. You mad?
So hang on. Are you saying that there's a creche in Ireland somewhere that has one male worker?
No, that's not what he's saying.
I said there's one person in the room with the kids. And then if a kid gets sick, sometimes that kid can be left in the sick for hours because there's not a second person to come in and allow that person to leave with that sick kid. And I know for a fact that's true.
Okay, so you stand by what you said. You find it a bit weird men wanting to be working in childcare in the first place, but also you find it, you think it makes perfect sense to take men out of creche care work in order to protect children.
Absolutely, and the lads, to say like what's the difference between spending time with your own kids and strangers' kids, I think that's a bit of a silly question itself, isn't it?
All right, Trevor, thanks for your call as always. Let me bring in Lindsay.
The original article that this debate has been held around is it's by a outlet called The Critic, which is highly right-wing, and I think very much the hidden agenda is about keeping women in the place in childcare roles and in the home and in the kitchen, basically. So yeah, I think the whole article is deeply sexist, and that's the basic agenda, frankly.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
I am not too bad.
Well, Tracy, take men out of creche work and our kids will be safer. What do you think of that?
A load of rubbish. Absolute rubbish. It's ridiculous. Like, why aren't they allowed to do it? Like, you know, we can't all paint them all with a bad brush. Like, times have changed. Like, mothers don't stay at home with kids anymore. We'll just go out and walk. Men stay at home.
Yeah, no, I know that. But the argument that I heard from Trevor is that's fine when it's your own children.
Come here, listen. Like, if one of Trevor's kids were small and they're in a hospital and there was a male nurse looking after them, would that be a problem for him? Like,
okay, so the argument here is, and this is what we heard from Trevor, that a male adult working in childcare, wanting to work with kids, wanting to sing songs and clap hands and all of that, you know, the entertainment that is provided to kids in creches, just is a little bit weird. What do you say to that, firstly?
I don't think it's weird at all, no.
Okay.
I think it's brilliant that they want to do it. And I think it takes a really special person to work with children, whether you're male or female.
I agree, 100%. So, do you think, would you like to see more men working in childcare?
Yeah, I would like to see, yeah. There's probably a fear of it now because there's people Trevor going around looking their noses down at them and thinking they're weird and stuff.
There's two questions. One is, I wonder why there is such a small percentage of men working in childcare. Why do you think that is, Jeremy?
Why do I?
Yeah.
It's a shit job for a start. It pays very bad.
It's a shit job for women as well then.
Yeah, no, but it does pay very bad. They deserve a lot more money than they get.
That doesn't answer my question. Why so few men work in childcare, shit job or not?
Because of people like Martin and Trevor, who would, and I'm sure there are parents, whether or not they like to admit it, who would, if they were putting their kid into a creche and they saw that it was men working there, they go, "Oh no, this isn't for me." People still have that belief.
Why do you think, Tracy, so few men are working in childcare?
I'd say it's probably because of fear, and I'd say it's probably people thinking that, like, they're wrong and, you know, they could do something wrong. And, like, the attitude, like Trevor, people like Trevor and Martin, like, you know, I think it's wrong.
And as well, sorry for cutting across the tracks, I'm only after seeing this. There are certain creches now that have a rule in place where men are not allowed to change the nappies of babies. I would have that creche up in the High Court. Quick, smart.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That is so wrong. If I took a job in a creche as a creche worker...
You see, I'll throw this right back at parents.
Don't even defend that. That is absolutely... How are male creche workers actually standing by that?
Go back to the original point that we made, that the majority of abuse on children is at the hands of men.
Correct.
So as a parent, would you be happier with a man changing your child's nappy or a woman? That's a simple question.
That's a ridiculous question.
I'll
ask Tracy the question.
Well, Tracy, I'll ask you the question.
Well, I have a daughter. She's 10. She's severely autistic and she's in a special school. And there are male workers in the school as well as female. There's teachers and SNAs. And they're great with the kids.
Would you have a problem with a male creche worker changing the nappy of your child?
No, I wouldn't have a problem with it. No, because some of the kids in home school, now my daughter is... thankfully, she's toilet trained, but there are kids that still wear nappies in the school that would be older than her, and they would have to be changed.
But that's such...
And there are males as well. Yeah. Like.
But that is such an insult. I can't believe that was allowed, that any creche or childcare facility was allowed to pass that rule, where literally you get a job in a creche and you arrive on your first day. Howie Adrian, welcome to the creche. And now, by the way, you can do everything else, but you're not allowed. You need a woman to change. It's like,
and this is exactly why men don't want to be doing these jobs, is because of
they're viewed with suspicion, I suppose.
Yeah, because women do it as well. Like, women could be worse than men, you know.
And Sue was just messaging to say that rule is there to protect the worker as much as the kids. How does it protect the worker? How does it actually protect the worker? It is the height of discrimination. It really is.
And I'm sure if the worker didn't want to do it, they would just say, look, I'm not really comfortable changing this child's nappy. Is that okay? But I'll do everything else.
And the ghastly thing is about these paranoid parents. By the way, Tracy, the same as, because thankfully they've disappeared, these white van people. Remember the years ago?
The men actually stopped buying
white vans because they were fed up with it. These people, the men in the white van people, who think that everybody is out to abuse their children, would have no second thought about letting an uncle or a nephew babysit their children. And again, I've said this so many times, the majority of child sexual abuse is carried out
in the family.
Carried out by family members, by the creep. Remember, everybody had a creepy uncle or something like that years ago, or a distant relative that you always knew, or the man in the shop or something like that that knows your family. It's not carried out by people who are working in childcare.
Let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you, lad?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
Oh, it's, as Jeremy said, it's discrimination. Like, where does the line end? Where does it end? Oh, you're a male. You can't be trusted to be a teacher now. You can't be trusted to be a coach. Can't be trusted to be a pediatrician now. Like, where does it end?
You see, an awful lot of people are very protective of their children. And when they hear statistics like men are more likely to abuse a child, they go, okay, well, I don't really want my child to be exposed to men in any way whatsoever in terms of care.
But women aren't saints either. I sent you in the story about your woman in America years ago who had children with her victim.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
So women aren't dangerous either.
No, obviously, but the vast majority of abuse against children, unfortunately, is at the hands of men.
No, but to these women, these paranoid...
It is, but why is it fair to just label them all pedophiles then? That's wrong.
Nobody's labeling them all.
No, but to these paranoid...
Trevor was, let's be honest.
And to these paranoid women, because a lot of the time they're women, who the white van women, to these women who believe that every man wants to abuse your child, do you leave your children alone with the father of your children? Obviously you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, obviously.
So you obviously trust the man in your life not to abuse your children. So if you believe, you either believe or you don't believe that all men are capable of abusing children, I just find it, I'm offended on behalf of men.
But nobody said all men, but all abuse is carried out by men. The majority of abuse is carried out by men. That's what we're talking about here. Jonathan.
Good afternoon, lads. Sorry I can't come on. Interesting topic, though. Well, I don't argue with the numbers that Jeremy put out there. Although, again, I'd love to see where all the studies come from. Because we do know, when it comes to domestic abuse of children, women are more likely to be the culprits of that and stuff like that. So they do abuse children, in different ways. But my question is this. If all these people have a problem with a child's healthcare or in a male in the childcare industry, like with crashes and all that, do these same people have a problem with male teachers in primary schools and all that? Because again, if you are that way inclined to abuse children sexually, you are drawn to places where children are, i.e. sports, schools, swimming clubs. We've seen all the evidence, the Boy Scouts and all the rest of it. So are the argument consistent? Do they just not want men having access to children at all in any regard when it comes to stuff like that? Because like I said again, if you're that way inclined to sexually abuse children, you're going to be drawn to certain careers. And teachers, as far as I'm aware, is the number one industry where these people tend to go to meet our needs. So, is it a consistent argument now or has everyone just been selectively outraged again? Cheers, boys.
All right, thanks very much indeed.
So I have to pull that up. You can't just pluck stuff out of the air. What was he said? According to the statistics, that teaching is the job that a lot of people go into if they want to abuse children. That is a ridiculous...
I don't think it is.
That is a ridiculous
highlight a number of different professions where men have had access to children. Swimming coaches,
yes.
Men. Scouts, men, the priesthood, men, all men with access to children. And here we're talking about childcare where men have access to children.
But in teaching, you're never alone with a child. I know back in the day when we were in school, sometimes you had to be held back and you'd be left alone with the teacher in the class to talk about something. That doesn't happen anymore. Teachers are not left alone with children anymore.
Henry has been in touch with us.
Hi guys, I can't come on the show there today, but I'd like to give my opinion on this. Yeah, they say they want to have an all-out ban for men minding kids because of one incident of a paedophile, right? But if you look at statistics, more women physically abuse children more than men. So why aren't we calling for an all-out ban on women minding children? You know, you see the double standards now is just getting ridiculous, you know? You know, because that's all I really want to say in that respect.
All right, Henry, thank you. And Brian.
Hi, guys. Brian here. Can't come on. They're talking about men and questions and all that kind of stuff. You know, I put in a comment there on Facebook there, you know, men working with kids. And look at the cases of Beverly Allitt and Lucy Leppy in the UK. You know, and that's the thing. So women can be dangerous as well. Anyway, thanks.
Brian. All right, Brian, thanks very much indeed. Now, just before we go, very quickly, if you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, we have a very quick question for you, which Jeremy is going to give you right now.
Yes, we do. And it's not necessarily related to the conversation we were just having, yeah?
Yep.
Where did Adrian previously live? Because I regularly slag him off on the podcast about, you know...
That's
you
a hard one, though.
You wouldn't drive out. If you listen to the podcast regularly, you know. What part of Dublin did Adrian grow up in and live in, and where the cars used to be up on bricks and windows would be glass?
If you know the answer to that question, WhatsApp us to 085-825-2626. Where did I grow up is the question. 085-825-2626. And you could win yourself... An Opinions Matter travel mug. Best of luck. We'll catch you on the next episode.